In the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Spirit, we will quiet for a short moment around that word of God, which is recorded in the Gospel according to St. John. It's chapter 21, from the first verse to the 14, and these words are heard in Jesus' name. Later on, Jesus revealed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias, and he revealed himself in this way. Simon Peter, Thomas called the twin, Nathanael from Cana of Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two of the other disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them, "I'm going fishing." They told him, "We'll go with you too." So they went out and got into the boat, but didn't catch a thing that night. Just as dawn was breaking, Jesus stood on the shore. The disciples didn't realize it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, you don't have any fish, do you?" They answered him, "No." He told them, "Throw the net to the right hand side of the boat, and you will catch some." So they threw it out and were unable to haul it in because it was so full of fish. The disciple whom Jesus kept loving said to Jesus, It's the Lord. When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put back on his clothes, for he was practically naked, and jumped into the sea. But the other disciples came into the boat, dragging the net full of fish. They were only about 100 yards away from the shore. When they arrived at the shore, they saw a cargo fire and with fish laying on it and some bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring me some of the fish you have just caught. So Simon Peter went aboard and dragged the net ashore. It was full of the large fish, 153 of them. And although there were so many of them, the net was not torn. Then Jesus said to them, "Come, have breakfast." Now none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" For they knew it was the Lord. Jesus went and took the bread and gave to them, and did the same with the fish. This was now the third time that Jesus revealed himself to the disciples after he had been raised from the dead. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, dear hearers of the word, both there around the internet, as well as here at the Resjärvi. Many have left home, have stayed there due to the illnesses. But God's word echoes through the internet and other media very far away. The ways of God are unknown. We do not know. What are the words that Jesus has intended to be preached here, and to whom he has meant those words? Also, you at the elderly homes, when you have got tired because of your illnesses, and you have been no longer able to get to the services. But at the beginning of this sermon, you can remain believing. In Jesus' name and blood, all of your sins are forgiven. We have been able to spend this summer many large services, big services, under the great protection and grace of God. And we can be grateful to God, the Heavenly Father, of this gift of life. These big services are like oasis for us on our way to heaven. We have been able to hear preached about good God with many different gifts. Now that the fall, autumn is coming, and we start again more services at our own churches, at each location, and the same word of God echoes in those which is, and the word is preached by the Holy Spirit. How important it is that our own path to the services wouldn't get stuck or seldom used. It would be important that we would find ourselves again and again to the hearing of God's word. We are living the time of change in many different ways. But so did also those people at the Bible time. They had to get the persecution because of their life, and many had to even die after this text that we read. Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Verily, verily, when you were young, you bound your belt and you went wherever you wanted. But when you get old, then somebody else will clothe you and brings you where you don't want to go." So Jesus revealed to Peter that how Peter was to enlighten God. And then he said, "Follow me." We can believe that even at these Opista services, Jesus is with in our midst. Here the gospel of grace can be heard very freely. We can be grateful to our homeland that it is so. During the time of Jesus, there were many times different situations. After this, Jesus appeared on his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. And it happened in this way. Simon Peter, Thomas, Nathanael from Cana of Galilee, the sons of Zebedee, and two of the disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them, "I'm going fishing." They told him, "We will go with you too." So they went out and got into the boat, but didn't catch a thing that night. The disciples had been after the death of Jesus. They had returned to Galilee to their job. Peter, as we remember, was a fast in his answers and in his moves. And so was also here, he said. He got frustrated because of nothing to do. Jesus had died some time before. But perhaps he felt that now something is to be done, and he went to the familiar occupation. That wasn't their hobby, this fishing, but they were fishermen by their occupation. This gospel text awakens me to think my and our relation to job and the results of job and blessing of the job, they are actually eventually given by God. Also, disciples, they experience difficulties in their job. Perhaps they had doubts and temptations because or tribulations because they didn't get any fish. And so happens also to us sometimes. The job doesn't bring the results we want, and we feel disappointed. But the hard working job will be rewarded. And many times the job thanks for its doer. But the job, it includes sweat and hard work, and it is important to work hard, but to be satisfied for what we get. And now that we are around God's word, or it reminds us to work according to God's word, and the job teaches us to be merciful towards ourselves and also to the others. And oftentimes we should be more merciful and more satisfied for what we have already achieved and what we have when we have the daily food and clothes. Bible talks about the flowers of the field. Lilies of the, flowers of the field. And also the birds, that they do not worry. I do not remember that Bible passage now exactly. Just as dawn was breaking, Jesus stood on the shore. The disciples didn't realize it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, you don't have any fish, do you?" They answered him, "No." Jesus can be in our life even when we do not see him. And oftentimes we realize that afterwards, if we have been in the difficult situation, that God really was with us. And when such an occasion happens, we don't realize it right on the spot. But we feel ourselves very tiny, little one. Before sicknesses and different situations of life. However, we can remember that we can pray and we have lots of those who pray on our behalf. Even this duty to serve, it is oftentimes hard for the faith. It is hard to trust in this, that when I open my mouth, God fills the mouth with words. Of course, we need to prepare for the job, for the turn, and do as the older speaker brother instructed, that do your homework. But how good it feels that I do not have to be alone. Even before this duty and to serve, I've received lots of messages and I've been said that we are praying for your behalf. But I have oftentimes weak moments when during the late night I'm doing the homeworks or preparing for the sermon. And I can answer as Jesus, when Jesus asked, that, do you have something to eat? And then disciples answered, no. With our own strengths, with our own skills and knowledge, we couldn't survive. Not a day. But when Jesus can be in our life, and we can trust in this, how good it is when we have a protection in God. When the disciples who were still dear to Jesus, he said, it is Lord. When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he put back on his clothes, for he was practically naked, and jumped into the sea. The eyes of the disciples, that disciple who was dearest to Jesus, when they were opened, and when he saw that the Lord Jesus Christ himself was at the shore, what did open those eyes? That is the love of God. Man itself, himself, is blind. He doesn't see Jesus Christ as the giver of everlasting love and life, unless God first loves him. Other disciples came by the boat, and they came into the boat dragging the net full of fish. They were only about 100 yards away from the shore. This is about 100 meters. Disciples brought that catch on shore. And the bread and fish had been already prepared at the bonfire. Jesus invited them to eat. we have also been able to be this evening at the hearing of God's word. I do not know. How could I even say this? But how important message, how important matter this is for us. We are around the basic foundation or pillars. We are around those very fundamental things. When we put our trust in God, though we have then very good to be. Even today, we can uplift our hearts to believe. And you can believe also there when you are listening through the media. You can believe all your sins and doubts forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. And you all who are here at the service tent, you can believe. You can believe all of your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. So it is safe to go for the night sleep and to leave our life on the top of those things which really bear us. In our text, in the end of this text, or after this text, Jesus asks from Simon Peter that, do you love me more than these others? I do love, Lord. You know that I love you, Jesus. Jesus told him, take care of my sheep. He said another time that Simon, the son of John, do you love me? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you, Jesus. Take care of my sheep, said Jesus. He said to him a third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was deeply hurt that he had said to him a third time, do you love me? So he said to him, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Jesus told him, feed my sheep. So we can bring this message as Jesus, this message of the gospel, joyful message, we can bring it forth as Jesus instructed Peter to do. As we also heard, maybe the first sermon today, it was said, that we all, also you little children, you are the priest of the preachers of the Holy Spirit. And how it is often at the home, in the ordinary life, how those little kids, how genuine they are when they are preaching the gospel. They truly forget those sins. But often as adults, our own reason starts to remember those sins, forgiven sins. But we can put those away. We can put those under the Almighty hand of God. And I wish to offer you, dear listener, that your sins are forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. So we can safely say, in Jesus' name, Amen. Let us pray. Dear Almighty Righteous God, we wish to thank you for this day of services. You have been in our midst. You have blessed our services. You have preached your word with different kind of gifts. And you have nourished us as your children. You have set the altar of grace so low that each has possibility to get partaker of your grace. We thank you for the day, for the gift of life. You have created us different. Each are different, but with having your gifts, so we can take care of your kingdom with many different ways. The Lord bless us and keep us. The Lord make his face shine upon us and be gracious unto us. The Lord lift up his countenance upon us and give us peace. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.